Let us all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let us all sing hymn number 30, 30. In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang, until the chords of heaven rang. The love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He washed the bleeding sin wounds and poured in oil and wine. Whispered to assure me, I found thee, thou art mine. I never heard a sweeter voice, it made my aching heart rejoice. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He pointed to the nail prints, for me his blood was shed. A mocking crown so thorny was placed upon his head. I wondered what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. I'm sitting in his presence, the sunshine of his face, while with adoring wonder his blessings I retrace. It seems as if eternal days are far too short to sound his praise. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. So while the hours are passing, all now is perfect rest. I'm waiting for the morning, the brightest and the best. He will call us to his side to be with him, his spotless bride. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the blood that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. Wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. We give thanks to our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall read Psalms 16. Psalms 16. In the name of Jesus, I read verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. Verse 2. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. Verse 3. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. Verse 4. The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. Verse 6. The lions have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken. 9. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. Verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So Psalm 16 in the superscript here has been mentioned that this is a miktam of David. This miktam is probably a musical or a liturgical term. So here we can see that the psalmist David has mentioned concerning his experience. Let's see verse 1. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. So here we can see the author in his opening sentence or statement shows that he was in difficulty. He was being pursued by men. So at the end, through whatever he has said and through what he has mentioned, he has said, let's continue to see verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So here we can see, indeed, at that time he faced a danger of his life. So as he was treading upon these ways of life, it seems that he had come to a dead end. So you can see that when David wrote this psalm, he was probably at that time was under the pursuance of Saul. So he was in great difficulty, great fear, in need, or even in the midst of fear of death. So we can see at that time, this is a psalm, the scene, or rather the situation of the psalm that David wrote, that he was in the midst of darkness. But in this song, in this psalm, we do not see that David was lamenting, but rather he sang a song of victory. So in this, we can see that it is a very beautiful and a good illustration of the experience that he had. And on the other hand, this is also a prophecy concerning Christ, concerning the Messiah. Where here we can see, it tells us concerning this matter. And even we can see later, Peter and Paul, both these apostles, also make use of this psalm to tell us concerning Jesus when they preach the gospel. For God will not allow the soul of Christ to be thrown into Hades, or even to allow him to see corruption. So at that time, Peter made use of what David had said concerning this revelation of God to tell them that he has seen the resurrected Christ. So we can see, even though at that time David, even though at that time he was afraid and had lost hope and even become empty, so-called to speak, even to come to the brim of death, yet he was still able to sing this song of victory. After we have read through this psalm, enable us to have a new concept of life. That is, Jesus will bring us a positive way, a heart of hope to be able to see through all things. Even we have to go through difficulty, even at times we may have to lose, or in pain, in death, but all these things do not matter anymore. So we can see that the heart of David at that time, even he had to escape, but yet he still trusted in the Lord. And his heart was peaceful in this matter. So he was able to see that when he trusted in the Lord, his heart was at rest. And there was a glimpse of light that he could see. Now let's continue to see verse 1 and 2. Psalms 16, verse 1 and 2. Now we see verse 2. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. So here we can see concerning the people of the world that what they pursue is all goodness. But yet David had the Lord as his satisfaction. He loved him. He loved the Lord God. He loved the people, and even to have communication with them. And he knows that there is no other good that he can find apart from the Lord. And we can see it is also likened to the hymn that we often hear, that I rather have Jesus. I would not want any wealth or riches. I rather have Jesus rather than to have the earthly inheritance. I rather be led by his nail-pierced hand, not wanting to be the king, or rather a ruler over the world. Rather than to be bounded by the sufferings brought about sin, I rather have Jesus. So this is the grace that the Lord has given to us. This is the grace that the Lord God had given to men, that he did not just give us bits and pieces of his benefits, a little of his love, or a little of his blessings, but rather he gave his only son to us. For only in Jesus will we be able to have Jesus. If we do not have Jesus, equivalence to we have nothing. For our faith today is established upon the Lord. If it is established upon man or in any organization, so-called to speak, all cannot be trusted. At the end, it will cause men to lose hope and lose heart. But yet, we can see that David, besides the Lord, he knew of this type of relationship with the Lord. That's why in verse 4, let's continue to see verse 4. The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. So here we can see that it is only besides the Lord, whether is it money, status, power, or even the glories of this world, or even the love of man, all this can turn into an idol for men. But today, we who are in the Lord, we do not bother about all these things. We should rather do what we need to do, that is to serve the Lord God. Just as Paul's experience tells us that in the book of Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 8. Verse 7. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Verse 8. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. So this is the experience of Paul. If we were to replace God with other things, our sorrows will also increase. So this is actually an experience that Paul or even some of us here have experienced before. Now we continue to see what David says. Let's turn back to Psalms 16. Now we see from verses 5 to 8. Psalms 16 verses 5 to 8. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. So here it tells us, as what Jesus has said, where our treasure is, there will be our heart. So here we can see, yes, many people trust in treasures of this earth, but yet the heart of David was upon the Lord. So he had the Lord God as the portion, or rather as his portion and cup. Meaning to say, the Lord was his joy, his portion, and his enjoyment. Other people may have all this inheritance of the world as satisfaction, but he had the Lord God as his satisfaction. So he is not afraid of losing it. He put the Lord before him. So other things was not able to shake his heart anymore. Even the things of the world, he may lose it, but what the Lord has, he has preserved it. And this is always and forever reliable. And what the Lord has given to us and distributed to us is definitely the best. And David, through it, he further look, he can see that in the Lord, he is able to find all the benefits. Not only in this life, not only before him, but what is eternal, what is in the life after. Although death and Sheol cannot change all these things that he's had towards the Lord. So we can see David at that time, he towards death, he was no longer afraid. He was no longer fearful of the things. So therefore, to him, even though death was pursuing him, but yet deep in his heart, there was great joy in him. So we know, as we, the scripture tells us, death is the greatest enemy of mankind. Look, if we are not able to overcome this great enemy, death, then at the end, when we end our lives, this is a great tragedy. Just as the Bible tells us, death comes from sin. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verses 55 to verse 57. So here we can also see, during the time of David, even though at that time they were not clear of the truth of eternal life, or even have even heard of the salvation, the gospel of salvation, but yet David, through the various things that he has seen, he was able to tell us concerning this wonderful experience in the Lord that he had. So finally, he was able to sing the song of victory. Let's see verse 9. Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11. Psalm 16, verses 9 to 11. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We thank our Lord Jesus. Now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, let's continue to pray for one another, to pray for our families, to pray for our brothers and sisters, as well as to pray for our nation. Shall we now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall all kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Or Let's recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. God bless all of you.